Welcome to the Stoner Den, where stoners come to smoke weed, hang out, and escape the world for a little while. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Stoner Den. My name is Jess, and of course I am your host here. Thank you for coming and hanging out with me for another episode. I was completely and totally MIA last week. I don't even know what happened. I was cruising along just fine. The week was doing great, and all of a sudden it was Sunday, and I had absolutely nothing to upload for the show. So I was like, oh crap, I don't know what I'm gonna do. So instead of stressing about it, I tried to just, you know, let it go. There's always next week. And so here we are. Nothing big planned this week. I am just gonna sit down. I'm gonna have a quick hoot with you guys. And I'm actually gonna go over the plans for upcoming episodes, because yes, I have plans. I've been thinking about things. I have time coming up. So we're going to get back to a regular schedule. It's going to be great. I'm so excited. I have a book that I want to read. Oh, it's been so long since I've read a book, and I can't wait. Jess in her 20s would have never believed that I would ever say anything like that. How is everyone out there doing? How are you? Are you doing good? I hope you're doing great. I hope you're having a wonderful week, day, night, evening, whatever is happening in your world. I hope it's great. You're here. You're hanging out with us. We're going to relax. I hope everyone is surviving the insane heat wave we've been having going on across most of Canada, and I think most of the US. There has just been crazy heat waves going. Over here in BC, we've hit, a few places have hit the 40s, which is really rare for BC. Lots of records broken. Unfortunately, the environmentalist in me says that this is only the beginning. You know, we've been warned about this. This is what's going on. And then, of course, there was that oil rig, whatever, offshore oil platform or whatever, where the pipe burst. And then so the ocean was literally on fire. Like, what the heck is going on? What the shit? The world is going crazy. Oh, my God. So this is what the Stoner Den is all about. This is why we come here. We come to escape the crazy fucking shit that's going on in our world right now. We have a hoot. We relax. We take a deep breath. And we just forget about all the insanity for a little while. You know, you can't forget about it forever. It's out there. You need to deal with it. But it's good to get away from it for a little while. So as I talk about what I'm going to be doing over the next couple weeks here at the Den, I'm going to have a hoot. Let's just get into it. Let's do the thing. That's what we do here. Yeah. So as is the tradition here in the Stoner Den, I'm going to have a hoot with my little bong here. Grab your weedy shit, whatever it is, whatever you got going on, and let's get into the mood, shall we? Today, oh my gosh, you guys, I am so excited. This episode is late because I ran out of weed. I know, it's sad. It's sad. Sad stoner. I'm so bad. So I had to run to the store and grab some more. And I am so glad I did. Oh my gosh. I wish I was doing a video right now, because this is crystal clear diamonds. Typically, shatter, whatever, always has either a yellow tinge or it's brown or whatever. Like, it has a color to it. This is clear. It's clear. It's totally clear. It looks like giant sugar crystals almost, or like salt crystals. Like, it is insane. And this smell coming off of this is pure gasoline. I know that sounds super weird, but this is the gassiest. That's me sniffing. This is the gassiest stuff I have ever smelled. Here in BC, restrictions are lifted, so you actually don't have to wear a mask when you go into most places. And of course, like, in, I'm so used to it that I just walked in, I had my mask on, but the chick was like, here, smell this. And I was so excited that I can actually, like, touch the stuff and smell it. We're like getting back to normal where you can, like, do normal things, like touch things and smell weed. And it smells so good. Oh, it's so strong. Wow. Okay. So this is what I'm dabbing on today. And I didn't even say what it was called. Holy crap. This is jet fuel. So according to wikileaf.com, jet fuel is a pungent sativa-leaning hybrid whose aggressive name serves as a fairly accurately description of its fast-paced sativa high. So it's a sativa. That's good. It does. It says hybrid on the label. So it's a sativa-leaning hybrid, which I did go over a little bit in my Weedy Week episode. So that means it's a cross between a sativa and an indica, but it has a little bit more of the sativa dominant qualities. So that's what that's all about. According to WikiLeaf, it's a cross between Aspen OG and High Country Diesel. So there you go. That's where I'm guessing the gassy smell comes from, is the diesel. That's usually where, like, a gassy smell will come from. And this one is a really good sativa. It has a pretty decent THC content, like mid to high range, you know, somewhere around the 20% range. That's pretty good. That's not bad. Definitely a good daytime strain. And yeah, we're going to have a dab of that. Get whatever you got going on. Do you have a pipe packed, a bong ready to go? You got some edibles, a vape, you know, whatever. Get ready. Let's get stoned. Here comes the torch for any of you headphone wearers. The only downside to this jet fuel diamond consistency stuff, and I've mentioned this before when I was doing my dabbing episode, because I did an episode all about dabbing as well. So if you want to know what I'm talking about when I talk about dabbing and all the stuff that I talk about, go check that out. But yeah, so I've mentioned this before, is that it's very hard. It's like a hard candy. Like, it's like rock candy consistency. And so it's really hard to get, like, a decent dab on your dabber because it's not sticky, so it doesn't want to stick to the metal dabber. I'm not really sure how to figure that one out. I guess I'll have to use, I have a bunch of dabbing tools, like a whole toolkit full of different shapes and stuff, so I'll have to see if there's, like, a decent shovel shaped one in there that I can use. There we go. I rambled on about that for way too long. So what is coming up in the upcoming episodes? Well, I talked about, I found a book. I've actually really always wanted to read A Portrait of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. So I think that's going to be the next book that I'm going to read. For, unfortunately, it's probably not going to be out until the beginning of August. Holy shit, guys, can you believe it's August? Almost, it's July. Like, what? Where did the year go? This is absolutely insanity. Anyways, but yeah, so August 1st, I think, will be Portrait of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. So that's what I'm going to do then. Just got to wait for this to cool down. And then, what else am I doing? I don't even know. I lost my train of thought. So I'm going to try and get a decent sized dab loaded up on my thing here. And we'll get this party started here. How much time we got? 10 seconds. I've started setting a timer now because when I start recording episodes, I lose track of time and then my dabber gets too cold. I'm trying to fix it. There's the timer. Still not quite there yet. If you want a visual representation of what I'm doing here, as in dabbing, and I don't mean the dance move that all the teenagers are doing, go check out the Instagram, The Stoner Den on Instagram. I do lots of dabbing videos over there, lots of other videos. I update you on what is happening with the den. So go over there and check that out. Okay, I think we're ready. You don't want it to be too hot now. Here we go. It's who time. I can't even open my eyes. Oh, that was too big. Oh my God, it wasn't even a big chunk. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, if there's any dabbers out there, you know what I'm feeling right now. Oh my God, it's right in my chest. Sorry. Sorry to the headphone wearers and everybody out there. I apologize. That was a lot of loud noise. Oh, I'm sorry, but that was so much. I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps from that dab. Oh my gosh, that doesn't happen very often. Oh, who needs air conditioning? Wow. Oh, I've never had a dab that massive while recording an episode before. Holy shit. Man, I really need to get a camera in here so you all can see this, because I probably look like an idiot. What's more fun than watching one of your friends after they just had a massive hoot? Like, oh, it's just the greatest. It's one of the best parts of smoking with friends. Oh my gosh. So that was really good. Oh my God. I am so stoned. Like, insta stoned. The flavor was very clean. I think because these are diamonds and not a sauce, the flavor isn't going to be as strong. Sorry, I'm having a hard time. Okay. But it's just so clean. Like, I don't want to say it didn't taste like anything, because it did. It had a little bit of like a gassy smell, taste, a gassy taste with a little bit of green mixed in there. But it was just so smooth and so clean. Like, I had a massive dab and I barely coughed. Although, to be fair, I don't cough very often. Even when I'm smoking like fat bongs and stuff, I'm not a cougher. So yeah, there we go. That was Jet Fuel, and holy shit, stoner friends, that's some good stuff. I don't know if it's because it's this like super clear stuff, or if it's because it's diamonds, or if it's the strain, but yeah, if you ever get a chance to try Jet Fuel, try that out. Now I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oscar Wilde, Portrait of Dorian Gray. I'm going to be doing that August 1st. Not August 1st, the beginning of August. Let me check my schedule. You know what? It is August 1st. It'll probably be up early, probably early on the 31st. But yeah, so 31st or the 1st is when the book episode will be up. So if you're here for the books, that's when it's going to be back. I know it's been a long time since I've done a book. I'm really looking forward to it. So Portrait of Dorian Gray, Oscar Wilde, that's what we're going to be doing. There is going to be another Weedy Week episode coming up next week. Actually, is going to be Weedy Week. So I think for that one, I'm actually going to go over sort of a little bit of a brief overview of the different ways you can kind of, I don't want to say consume cannabis, because you're not always consuming it, but you know what I mean, like the smoking, the vaping, the edibles, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to do a brief overview of all of them. I think at some point I'll probably give each one its own episode, just because there's a lot to talk about each one. But I'll tell you the differences, the benefits about each one, maybe some of the cons of each method, if there are any. So that's going to be the next episode, which is going to be July 10th. So this coming Saturday, that's what the next episode is going to be all about. Oh my gosh, I feel so good to be back on a schedule. Holy crap. crap, it feels really good to be back here and doing this now. Oh, another episode I was kind of thinking about doing. Since I've been diving down the deep rabbit hole that is genealogy and tracking your genealogy and figuring out where you came from, since that's something I've been doing a lot, I thought it would be interesting for me to kind of talk about it. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the interesting things I've discovered, maybe some of the things that bother me about the things I've discovered. yeah, so just some cool things that I've picked up along the way. Maybe I'll give tips and tricks, because it seems that as soon as I start talking about this, someone in the room, at least one person in the room, pipes up and is either like, oh, hey, I do that too, or I've always wanted to try that, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It seems to pique interest for a lot of people, so I thought it'd be something I would talk about. I've been doing it for over a year now on my own family tree, and I've found, I think, over 1,000 people and lots of documents and stuff like that, so I thought that was something I would put out there. I also thought maybe I would talk a little bit about being cruelty-free. I do my best to try and buy as many cruelty-free products as I can, in particular, like beauty, well, not beauty products, I don't use a lot of, like, quote-unquote beauty products, but, like, you know, my body wash, my shampoo, my skincare products, all those kinds of things. I do really try to source cruelty-free brands, so I thought it would be interesting to go over what is considered cruelty-free. There are actually degrees to being cruelty-free and to getting certified as being cruelty-free. Different certifications have different qualifications, so yeah, I thought that would be something interesting that maybe people out there would be interested in knowing. Maybe I'll go over some of the more widely available cruelty-free brands that people don't know maybe are cruelty-free, and there are some of them, and there's more and more coming out all the time, and I think the more we support brands that go that direction, the more it sends a message to other brands that this is what consumers want, right? And that's how you tell businesses what you want, right? You gotta do with your wallet, so yeah. Thought it would spread the news on that one, share the info for cruelty-free stuff. And yeah, I don't know. There's lots of other things I think I'll want to talk about over the next few weeks. Now that my life is finally settling down and getting back to what I consider normal anyways, I'm so excited to be able to get back to doing all this stuff and researching and writing and recording and connecting with everybody out there. If you want to come and find me, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, occasionally on Twitter. I'm not there very often, but The Stoner Den Podcast on all platforms. Just search The Stoner Den Podcast. You'll see the little green figure, you know, my art, my cover art with The Stoner Den. Go check that out. If you want to send me an email, if you have anything you want me to talk about, any topics you want me to cover, if you want to let me know what you think about the show, if you just want to say hi, whatever, email is thestonerdenpodcast@gmail.com. So feel free to shoot me an email, come find me on social medias, leave a comment, whatever. I pretty much always put up an episode. I share an episode as like a post on Facebook and Instagram. So if you want to share your thoughts about the episode in particular, go find that and leave a comment. Yeah, that's it for me this week. I think next week is Weedy Week, so come and check that out. If you are interested in any of the old book episodes, I've covered, oh my gosh, I think like 5 or 6 books by now. So go check those out. There is a playlist on the website for the episodes. And you can find us on any podcasting platform. Share The Stoner Den with all your stoner friends. I'm going to go hang out with my family. We have my cousin and my aunt and uncle are here out of town. Now that BC has lifted some restrictions, we are actually allowed to have family over. So we haven't seen them in a really long time, and it's kind of nice. Even as a huge introvert, it's kind of nice to see some family you haven't seen in a while. So that's what I'm going to go do. It's still a beautiful day. I hope you all are having an awesome day. I hope you're spending it with people that you enjoy or doing things you enjoy. And if you're not, I hope you can soon. Thank you for hanging out with me for another episode. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.